Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory. Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power. Resurrect us from the dead.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day. The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Amen.
Congregation may be seated. We'll be doing our psalmody, which is Psalm 141 is around. We'll begin by all singing together, and then Julie will lead the women as group one, and I'll lead the men in an echo as group two.
My prayer rise up like incense before you.
the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
God, I call to you. Come to me now. Oh, hear my voice when I cry to you.
Let my prayer rise up
like incense before you. The lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. Keep watch within me, God. Deep in my heart, may the light of your love be burning bright.
Let my prayer rise up
like incense before you. The lifting up of my hand as an offering to you. Praise to the God of all, Creator of life. Oh, praise be to Christ and the Spirit of love.
Let my prayer rise up
like incense before you. The lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. In preparation for our discipleship drama, a reading from St. Mark, chapter 1. Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in the boat mending the nets. And immediately Jesus called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. And then a reading from St. Matthew, chapter 20. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And Jesus said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" And they said, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The word of the Lord.
James, John, dinner's ready. Hurry up, boys.
I'm starved. I haven't got my microphone on. I'm starved. What are we having?
Fish? Duh. It's the family business. What else would we be having?
I know we're having fish. I'm not stupid. I just want to know what kind. Duh.
Duh.
Duh. Duh.
Boys, now sit down. Your father caught some nice walleye this afternoon. Isn't that right, dear?
Oh, Mom, you left the heads on again. You know I don't like that. It makes the fish look like James.
Shut up.
Boys, your father worked hard to catch this fish, and I worked hard to prepare it. You will sit down and mind your manners, and you will respect each other.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, sorry, Mom. Smells like you, too.
Why don't you wash that pig smell off of your shoes before you come to the table, John? Oh, wait. You're not wearing shoes, and that's not pigs that I smell.
Ooh, I'm going to fix your nose so you can really smell right.
Sit down. Honestly, the way you boys fight, no one would know you're brothers. Brothers are supposed to love each other. Isn't that right, Zebedee?
Yep.
Love? Him? I don't even like him.
Mom, brothers always fight. It's called sibling rivalry. It's a fact of life.
Don't believe everything you hear. Brothers are family, and family loves. James, do you remember that time that other boy from your class threw John into the snowbank?
I sure do. Alexander from Caesarea. He had your face in the snow and your feet were kicking around in the air. That was funny.
And what did you do?
I cleaned Alexander's clock. I mean, I stopped him, Mom.
Why? Why did you protect John?
Well, he's my brother. I mess with him, but nobody else messes with my brother.
It's because you love him, James. And John, remember that time you stayed up all night helping James with his chemistry homework? Why'd you do that?
Well, if he flunks chemistry, it makes the family look bad.
No, John. You love your brother. You both love each other, even when you don't like each other very much. That's what family love is. It's unconditional and it's permanent.
Mother's right, boys.
You mean to tell me that I will always help my brother even when there is no good reason at all?
I think love is good enough reason, John.
Eat your fish. You stink.
Hey, Mom.
Yes?
Do you love Dad?
Of course I do, honey.
But you don't have to, right? I mean, you weren't always related to him.
Oh, I see what you mean. No, your father and I chose each other and promised to love each other forever. All along, we knew some days would be easier than others. Some days we wouldn't like each other very much. But we took a vow to be a family, to love each other no matter what. We have always taken that vow seriously. And we're still together, still loving. Isn't that right, dear?
Yep.
Gee, you're stupid, John.
I suppose I would explain that way that when I helped you get that B in chemistry.
Boys!
Hey, we're having dinner.
James, that's very rude.
I'll get it.
Thank you.
Hello, you are?
My name is Jesus. I'm here to see James and you, John.
How do you happen to know us?
I'll tell you soon.
Come on in, have a seat.
I've seen you and your brother James around. Plus, John the Baptist is my cousin.
Oh, right. John is that traveling preacher. Well, any friend of his is welcome here. What can we do for you?
I want the two of you to become my disciples. Come and follow me.
I think you've got it wrong, Jesus. We're not exactly the traveling student philosopher types. Don't you know that fishing is our family business?
Follow me, and you'll be fishing for people.
I don't think so.
Now, hold on a second, John. This might be pretty good. Before we say no, I think we should find out more about this being disciple stuff. How about a job description, Jesus?
My disciples will travel with me all over Galilee and Judea, plus a few other places. You will learn from me and witness my ministry. You see, I am the Messiah that God promised long ago through the prophets. Then after I am crucified and rise from the dead, you will go out to the whole world preaching the good news of salvation. My disciples will also suffer martyrs' deaths.
I'm in.
Wait just a minute. Well, I have to share a room with my brother.
I tell you, as my disciples, you will gain many, many brothers and sisters. I will call you to be part of my family. That means you must love the whole world as I love it and give yourselves completely for it.
I think I'm still in.
No, back up a minute. We were just talking about the love that families have. In this family of yours, Jesus, do we have to love people even if we don't really like them?
Yes.
And in your family, we don't get to choose who we're related to?
That's right. Everyone called to be your sister and brother by me, you have to love all of them.
I don't know, Jesus. Maybe you didn't notice, but there are some pretty disgusting people around here.
There are some pretty disgusting people right in here.
So, we have to love them?
Yes.
And the ones who just don't deserve to be loved, to love them too?
Yes.
What about ungrateful people? And then there are just some who just don't want to be loved.
Yes, and yes. God loves all of them, and we will love all of them.
Okay, let me see. So we're going to seek out unlovable people and decide to be related to them on purpose.
But it's not like that, Jesus. Love doesn't work that way. I mean, we can't just turn love on and off like a spigot or like a light switch. How can we love the unlovable?
Boys, you need to develop a heart for loving. It doesn't matter how unlovable anybody might be, there's something lovable that you can find about everybody. Everybody's got some good quality. You find it and make it stick. That's all there is to it. And let that be the only thing that you see when you see that person. So you get in the habit of loving the unlovable. And you make that your habit every day. And soon you will love them.
Really? Do we even know him?
If all else fails, boys, you can love somebody by remembering how much I love them. Let that be a good enough reason for you.
I'm in for sure.
What about you, John? Will you be my disciple?
You know, I wouldn't have thought it was possible. But if I am your disciple, I think I can love the unlovable.
You two boys just go on ahead now. We'll clear the table and your father will load the dishwasher.
Okay, Mom. Thanks for dinner. It was great.
Thanks, Mom. We love you.
Now that's what I call fishing.
What a catch.
Our Lenten hymn is found printed in your bulletin, or I should say bulletin insert. We rise as we are able.
By all your saints in warfare, for all your saints at rest, your holy name, O Jesus, forevermore be blessed. For you have won the battle, that they might wear the crown. And now they shine in glory, reflected from your throne. For James, O Lord, we praise you, who fell to Herod's sword. He drank your cup of suffering and thus fulfilled your word. Lord, curb our vain impatience for glory and for gain, and nerve us for such sufferings as glorify your name. For your beloved disciple, exiled to Patmos' shore, and for his faithful record, we praise you evermore. Praise for the mystic vision John's words to us unfold, instilling in us his longings, your glory to behold. Then let us praise the Father and worship God the Son, and sing to God the Spirit, eternal three in one, till all the ransom number fall down before the throne, ascribing power and glory and praise to God alone.
You may be seated for our character sketch.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I requested this night to be the night when I would present this sketch. And the reason I did is that on this date in 1995, I was ordained. It happened then to be exactly the 50th anniversary of the death of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. That was something, I didn't know it in advance, but it has meant a great deal to me over time, in part because Dietrich Bonhoeffer has been one of my heroes in the faith, as he is for so many people. In my particular case, reading Bonhoeffer's work and reading about him, as we were talking about, I was explaining before the service, had a major part in bringing me back to, sort of reeling me back in, if we keep the fishing image here, reeling me back in from a long detour that I took from being a pastor's son and exploring all kinds of other ideas and so on. Bonhoeffer had a great deal to do with bringing me back, so I'm so grateful for him, and this is a very important day and night for me. It's obvious that I wasn't chosen here for my acting ability, but I do want to give you my credentials for dealing with James and John. My formal name is John. I got to be Jack because John Sr. was my father. We had to be differentiated. And I have a brother named James. My one brother is James. So I claim those credentials tonight. Well, think about when James and John were first called by Jesus. They're living a working life. I'm sure it was interesting. But along comes this guy, totally charismatic, like somebody they had never met before. You know, they had to have been transfixed from the beginning. And he calls them and he says, "Follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of people." And off they go. And certainly, this has got to be, for them, a great adventure. Maybe they'd never been far from home. Now they're on this fabulous road trip with Jesus. And pretty soon, he's doing amazing miracles. He's healing people who have been crippled from the time they were born or blind. He's healed every kind of disease. He's even raised people from the dead. And so it's got to be an incredible experience for them. And they're new in the faith. They have just met Jesus. And they can't get enough of him. Every word that he says, everything he does, every gesture has got to be just so exciting for them. And just as one example, this fellow comes up to Jesus, gets down on his knees before Jesus. He's a leader of the local church, an important guy. He gets down on his knees in front of Jesus and he says, "My little daughter, my 12-year-old daughter is at the point of death. She's dying. Please come, heal her." And so Jesus doesn't go right away. He's not in a hurry. He manages to, in the meantime, to heal a woman who's been had this flow of blood for 12 years. 12, interesting. And then they go off to, with the man, Jairus, off to the house. They get there. People are wailing and it's horrible. She's dead. And Jesus clears everybody out, but he takes with him Peter, James, and John. These three always go with him. They become his special in-group, his closest helpers. And they go in to with the parents and some of the family. They go in and Jesus takes her by the hand. And he says, she's not dead, she's just sleeping. And he says, "Little girl, get up." And she does. And I love the part then where he says, "Give her something to eat." You know, Jesus knows something about the appetite of 12-year-old girls, even when they've been sleeping or maybe even when they've been dead. Give her something to eat. So this kind of experience with Jesus has got to be so awesome for them. But as we have heard, and the word Jesus spoke, as you heard it, the disciples are going to be martyred, killed because they're Christians. You know, as Bonhoeffer said in his book, The Cost of Discipleship, when he calls a person, He calls them to come and die. When we follow Jesus, when we say yes to his call, when he says, follow me, he's asking for our whole life, our entire life, until the end, as long as we have breath. But he also gives us everything. As Bonhoeffer said, and I had this quote on my invitation for my ordination, Bonhoeffer said, following Jesus is joy. Following Jesus is joy. No matter how bad it gets, what happens, being with him, following him is joy. In the hymn, what is it, 449, they cast their nets. You remember, we've sung that once, haven't we? The writer of that hymn says, they cast their nets in Galilee. Happy, simple fisher folks, before the Lord came down, before they found the peace of God that filled their hearts brimful and broke them also. The peace of God, it is no peace, but strife closed in the sod. That's a really tough hymn, but it ends by saying, and this is so true, but give us but one thing, the marvelous peace of God. Give us but one thing, the marvelous peace of God. James and John followed Jesus, carried out his call to the end. James was the first one to be killed for the faith. He was the first one of the disciples to be martyred. At Herod's order, he was killed. James' date that we remember him, July 25th. In time, the other disciples also were martyred, except for John. Maybe one or two others, we aren't sure. But John, the part that I should have played, old John, who lived to be to a great age, carried on a great mission, and then was exiled finally to the island of Patmos. And there he wrote, after having written the Gospel of John, the three letters of John, then Revelation. We remember John on December 27th. When Jesus calls you, he calls you to come and die with him. Die to yourself, live to him. Live a new life that is the greatest life there is. Following Jesus is joy. So that's how it was for the brothers James and John. So may it be to us also, to the end, that we may follow him. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you are our joy. And today we remember the anniversary of Dietrich Bonhoeffer's death and our own call of discipleship. Today we give you thanks and praise, O Lord, for the ordination vows and promises that you gave to Pastor Jack Miller, your beloved John, who has a brother James as well. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless the ministry and the faithfulness of Jack. We pray also, Lord, that you would be with all those who are in our hearts this day. And we're thinking especially of another James, the father of Rose, of Faith Zach and Bill Rose. And we pray, Lord, that you would grant him recovery and healing, that you would bring him off of life support, Lord, and restore him by your grace and your mercy, that you would grant safe travels to Bill and Faith as they travel to the Twin Cities. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
We rise as we are able for the Annunciation.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a virgin whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, the Lord is with you. You shall bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will." My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through.
Please join with me in the Gloria Patri on page 10. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hold us in love. In peace, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace and salvation, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
for all of your servants who live out your gospel.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who govern that justice might guide them.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.